Okay, everybody, welcome back once again to Tech Gumbo. I'm Haggai Davis II, along with Haggai Davis III, and we'd like to welcome you into our show, where we like to talk about all things past, present, and future of technology without doing a lot of geek speak or acronyms. We just want to have fun talking about tech and hope it's important to you. And when we get started, we always do want to start by thanking Cardinal Capital. If you're a business owner and or a CEO, hopefully you have a good relationship with your bank. But if you are facing challenges such as a need to consolidate debt, you're in growth mode, want to buy a new equipment, or you just want to level out your cash flow, whatever your challenges or whatever your needs, give Cardinal Capital a call because they have over 4,000 lenders where they source commercial capital for business clients. Chris, Gary, and Rob at Cardinal Capital have a passion for business, and they want your business to succeed. When you meet with Cardinal Capital, they get to know you and your business so they can present your needs to the lending institutions that will best fit your unique situation. In short, they go after money for your business. They translate your business into what's important, and they're good at it. Depending upon what the deal is, no matter how complicated or straightforward, they help maximize your profitability while setting your business up for success. And they find the best solutions for your situation. And here's the good part, they're easy and fun to deal with. For more information, visit their website at cardinalcap.net, call 225-308-3700, or email info@cardinalcap.net. So, Mr. Davis, let's start off with some tech gumbo today.
Yes, we should.
And we'll start just north of the border. Up there in Canada.
Yeah, there was a internet service provider called TELUS in Canada who had a rough time with some beavers.
Yeah, the a bunch of beavers chewed through a 4.5-inch protective conduit and cut an internet cable and brought this town down. They brought the internet down in Canada, in a certain little part of Canada.
Yeah, there was about 1,000 people in Tumbler Ridge, British Columbia, who had their service drop because some beavers dug 3 feet underground and went straight through a protective casing. 4.5 inches is a pretty solid diameter, and that's bad news right there. They're going to have to sit there and figure out a much better place to put that cable, because my guess is that you could make that a lot thicker and the beavers are going to sit there. It might take them longer, but they're going to keep chewing.
Yeah, they will. And you know, they've got all the time in the world to do things because nothing else is going on in their world. So they're looking for things to chew. That's how they keep their teeth sharp. They thought it was a log or a stick or whatever. And they worked on it and worked on it until they brought Tumbler Ridge down.
Yeah, so goofy little story. We like to start off the day with something fun here.
Yeah.
But moving into a more important story, the Biden administration has actually released some calls for some pretty useful and pretty important safety advancements.
Absolutely. President Biden is got some things. The first thing they want to do is government-wide start off with two-factor authentication. Hallelujah. This is great.
Oh, yeah. This is easily a no-brainer. And honestly, the only thing is, why has this not been implemented earlier? But they are doing it now, and so we're excited about that, especially in the wake of the gas pipeline, which was shut down in the wake of the SolarWinds incident. You know, everybody in the government, if you were logging into some data, some shell, some frame, which touches important or secure data, at least use two-factor authentication.
Absolutely. So this is a good thing from the Biden administration. The next thing is they're wanting to create an NTSB, or National Traffic Safety Board, for cyber attacks.
Right. So the NTSB is the organization whose job it is to go and investigate anytime there's a major crash. So after there's an airplane crash, the NTSB goes and investigates. After the self-driving car struck and killed the woman in Arizona, the NTSB went and investigated. And so They are creating a cyber incident review board is the name of the organization, and it's designed to be modeled off of them. And they're going to go, and now there's a formal place for federal resources. There's processes. So now next time there's a major cybersecurity event, they can go investigate and have a more streamlined and organized process.
And so this is going to be part of the Homeland Security, and it's going to include the Attorney General. You're going to have reps from the Department of Defense, Department of Justice, the National Security Agency, the FBI, and the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. And so, as well as there's going to be private sector people plugged into this. So this is really good. Yeah, again, this is being reactive, not proactive, but at least there is action.
Right. This is a looks like a really diverse team full of people from a lot of different branches. And so you'll have different resources, and their first order of business is figuring out what happened with SolarWinds. And so this is a great, first project for them to tackle. That, okay, here you go. You want to prove that you're going to be a valuable agency? This is how you start.
Yeah, so excited about this. This is a good thing, and we'll see where it goes. Hopefully they have some good things come out of it.
The next big thing that we're excited about is they're creating a security-focused ENERGY STAR type labeling. So the ENERGY STAR program tells you how efficient your product is from an energy consumption standpoint. It tells you, this is going to, take $1 to run per year, $10 per year in electricity. And so they're trying to have that, but for security style.
Yeah, this is really cool that, when you have the National Institute for Standards and Technology get involved in things and they start coming up with true measurements. And so, hey, you will know when, your firewall meets this level and your encryption has to be up to this level. And if it's below that, you're going to get, my guess is, some type of an A, B, C, D, F, kind of score as to your level of security.
And to bring that home, the example that they gave was parents looking at video baby monitors. If you want to put a video baby monitor in your child's room, but you don't know which one is more secure, here you go. One will be a 2-star, and one will be a 4-star, one will be a C, and one will be an A. And so now you can say, okay, I now feel more comfortable. This video device connected to the internet that I'm placing in my child's room, someone who is an expert has reviewed this, someone who's impartial is telling me that they think that this is secure. And so now, all of a sudden, you're making it more transparent. You're placing information into people's hands in a way that is easily understandable. This is another great change here.
I'm really, really excited that the administration is putting together these efforts. It's a whole lot better than the last thing that the Biden administration has come out and done. They have reached out to the National Security Council and told businesses, just do better.
I would say that the more specific actions are now cropping, but I agree. The blanket statement, get it together, is not necessarily useful. It might be motivating, but there's not a whole lot of direction in please stop sucking.
Okay, we had four good swings, and not everybody's going to hit a home run on every pitch. This was just one of those really moments that the stakes couldn't be higher, so don't suck.
Right. This is the address wherever that statement came from is the one wherever these programs were outlined. So you can start to see whenever he gave this directive of do better, this is what they have in mind now. And so they talked about, this Colonial Pipeline, the gas pipeline that got shut down. This is something wherever people need to really be working with the highest level of safety standards. That's if there are known security defects that are just shipped as part of the product because they're, you know, industry standard, we shouldn't accept this. It shouldn't be the standard to just have known bugs or known open holes. We should be working to patch these and to remove these so that we can feel safe and comfortable that we're not just out here in a shooting gallery for the cyber criminals.
And which leads into what Google is doing. Google has now, they're opting people into two-factor authentication automatically. You don't have a choice anymore.
Right. So they're calling it two-step verification, which is the exact same thing. But they are just taking this next level to say, okay, we are going to drag our users kicking and screaming into cybersecurity. And so, okay, this is one of the companies out there who is saying we're going to try and do better. We need to do better. We have to do better because just having ransomware run through everything is not going to cut it.
That's right. So if you're a Gmail user, if you're a G Suite user, any of those Google products like that, when you sign in, you're going to have to set up the multi-factor authentication, two-factor or two-step verification, one way or another, whatever that's going to be called. Google is they're starting to take security seriously. Good for Google.
Yeah, and so through NYU, we use the G Suite, but Google refers to your NYU two-factor authentication. So I sign in, I put in username and password, and then it sends the notification to my phone automatically. And so there already is precedent for this. They're now just making it first party instead of outsourcing it.
Do y'all use the Authenticator app, or does it send a text to your phone?
So it's an Authenticator app. It's not the Microsoft Authenticator. It's some other authenticator that they have partnered
Google has their own Authenticator app, and so does Microsoft. I would imagine there's probably several other Authenticator apps that are available out there. The Google Authenticator and Microsoft are the two most popular.
That makes a lot of sense. I wouldn't be surprised if at some point in future we move to the Google Authenticator, given how much we use Google products. But as of right now, it's some other authenticator.
That's interesting. Speaking of college students, a student at a European Research Institute's network he exposed his login credentials after he installed pirated software that turned out to be password stealing malware.
Oops. They were in the Biomolecular Research Institute, and they went to install a piece of cracked software, or a software that normally you have to pay for, and the student didn't pay for it. And, you know, snuck in there was one of those keystroke loggers that sat there and read the username and password and said, thank you, and went on to break in.
Yeah, so, you know, he said the student saved a couple hundred dollars by using this pirated software and probably cost thousands and thousands of dollars worth of damage. So not a good idea.
So the unnamed student wanted a personal copy of a data visualization software tool that they were already using for work. That's the problem. They had it on their work computer, but they wanted it on their personal computer, and the version that downloaded for their personal computer, that was the oopsies.
Oh, that just makes you just kind of go. And when you work in IT and you hear stories like that, just you as the business, they were doing everything right.
Mm-hmm.
Except that one last little step that you're just, your users are going to go around the system that you're, no matter how tight you try and put it, the users are going to find a way around the system and bring you down.
Pebkek. The problem exists between the chair and the keyboard.
And you know, in all fairness, I mean, that is called job security for those of us in the IT world.
But I mean, it brings up a larger, more structural question of, okay, you know, maybe they were doing the best they could at the security level, but if they would have provided more access to the software so the student could have downloaded a verified copy you know, now all of a sudden you circumvent that problem.
Absolutely. Make the copy of the software that you're using available on all of the computers that need to be used upon.
Right. And so cybersecurity doesn't just exist at that one point. It exists in a lot of different places. And so that's probably something which you don't think about at first, that providing access to the software is cybersecurity, but having people go through your verified system to get what they want is a whole lot better than having them try and think about how they're going to go around.
Yes. Another story here, TikTok is actually going mainstream.
It's also going main street. There's a lot of businesses now that are looking to TikTok for viral marketing. That's the, you know, they have someone make a TikTok, you know, 1 minute or 2 minute video that explains their business and presents it in such a way. And if it gets popular, it now gets for free shown to a whole bunch of demographics.
This is, you know, this is really clever. It's using a platform that's, it's video, you know, it's so that you, if you make it entertaining, if you make it funny, you make it interesting, people are going to want to watch your commercial. If you make some boring, humdrum, miserable experience, then it's not going to be seen by anybody. But, you know, if you're a bakery and, you know, you show people eating your baked ware, or you're a bar and everybody's toasting, you know, having a round and having fun, that's awesome.
Yeah, I think whenever you have a video, it can be far more engaging than a tweet or a picture on Instagram. You know, we talk sometimes about the Wendy's Twitter account or the Steakums Twitter account, and those are interesting, but there's only so much that they can grab you, as opposed to, oh, you know, here I'm seeing this person walk into this bakery and like, oh, you know, I can see like them scanning through, or, you know, have the pizzas made, or I saw one wherever they were showing a sandwich and like the girl took the bite of the sandwich and you're like, wow, that looks really good. And so it's not even just foods. I saw one that was like, oh, here's a fun date spot. And it was like a library that was made up entirely of people's personal journals. And so it was like, what did the journal of Da Vinci look like? What did the journal of a lot of famous New York City mayors look like? And it was just interesting things that someone had made a cool TikTok that grabbed people's attention.
It's incredibly clever. And you know, I have not been the biggest fan of TikTok in the past. I will admit that. But hey, it's a good platform to show a quick video, get your message out, and let it go.
Yeah, we definitely have been critical of TikTok and ByteDance, and honestly, like, ethical and moral concerns have been and security concerns have been a decent part of why I haven't jumped into TikTok. But I have a lot of friends who sit there and watch a lot of TikToks because it's really engaging and really entertaining. But the scary part is that the reason that it is so engaging and entertaining is that it knows exactly what you want. And so it's cool because it's showing you, you know, ads that it's the, you know, some of the best learning in the world that, you know, you are guaranteed to like this, but like, it makes me uncomfortable to know that this device knows me that well that it's guaranteeing that I'm going to find this interesting.
Well, yeah, and that's just the whole social media song. I mean, doesn't matter which platform anymore. And so, you know, TikTok is just the latest one. And it is a growing platform. There's no doubt about it. This is not a flash in the pan. I'm kind of stunned at how long it, you know, it's lasted. I didn't think it was going to last at all. It has taken off and it is really, really growing worldwide.
Fastest thing ever to a billion users. And so whenever you're the fastest thing ever to a billion users, you're probably going to keep growing. And so that's, it really is. It's a great place to show your content because it is so viral.
Absolutely. So good for TikTok. We do want to mention real quickly, you know, we kind of breezed over it last week, the fact that you had 44 attorneys general agree on anything is astounding. And that they all wrote a letter, signed the letter, sending it to Facebook saying Instagram for kids is a bad idea.
Right. That is the content of this letter that the attorneys general are agreeing with us as well. So 44 attorneys general and Tech Gumbo are encouraging Facebook to drop Instagram for kids. The idea was that they were not going to collect data. They were going to build this own spinoff and get children using social media younger. And we said this was a bad idea when it first came out. And, you know, now 44 attorneys general, along with the District of Columbia and three U.S. territories, are saying, please, for the love of God, no, don't stop. This is bad. So that's it for today. But we want to thank General Informatics. General Informatics is an information technology firm with a mission to make our clients even more successful through the best use of technology. From the beginning, we have maintained our commitment meeting the growing needs of our clients through continuous innovation. With over 20 years of experience and a team of 60 engineers, programmers, and designers, GEI has evolved to become the leading IT partner of businesses, schools, and government agencies. Our managed services team can run your digital infrastructure or support your team in an on-demand basis, letting you focus on your business strengths. This has become a proven formula. So proven that 98% of our clients continue to do business with us year after year. The true testament to GEI's success, however, has been strategic support to our clients' growth. Today, GEI has a record number of clients and is one of the fastest growing companies in the Inc. 500 5000 list. Whether you need IT services, new technology, or have a question, visit us on the web at www.geninf.com. That is GENINF.com.
If you enjoyed our show today, we're here on Talk 107.3 FM every Saturday at 4 p.m., and the show will rerun Sunday at 4. If you missed any part of the show or would like to hear this or any previous episode, check out our podcast available on most every platform that's out there, including iTunes, Spotify, Podbean, Google Music, Amazon Music, and more. And if you like our show, if you have any suggestions, let us know. We're on Twitter and Facebook. We're at Tech Gumbo Show, or you can text us 225-255-0431. So follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. And thank you for listening to Tech Gumbo.